Hi there. I'm Mark Swallow, and I'm glad you are joining me for today's God Is podcast. Let's get started learning who God is. Thank you for joining me today from wherever you are and by however you listen, as we meet together coast to coast here in the United States and all the way around the world. It is good to have you with us, and I hope you will be right here all this week. God Is can be heard at this time on this station and also via the free God Is podcast available from godisministry.org. That's godisministry.org. I hope if you have not yet visited the website that you will do so and tell others about our verse-by-verse study in Genesis chapter 3. What is great about the podcast is new listeners can quickly catch up by downloading a bunch of podcasts and listening to them one after the other. Someone wrote to me to say that she had recently found God Is and went back to the beginning of the chapter, listening to each episode that has brought her up to the present. That was a reminder to me to encourage you to do the same and to share the link to the website with others you know who are hungry for the Word of God. Pass the word along, godisministry.org. You can always write to me with any questions, mark@godisministry.org. There are people in your family, in your circle of friends, and certainly in your church who desire more teaching from the Bible than they are currently getting. 30 minutes or so on a Sunday, no matter how strong and beneficial the preaching and teaching is, 30 minutes once a week just will not cut it for people who are yearning for a more intimate relationship with God, a relationship that is built on the firm foundation of this ancient and reliable text, the Bible. Through the Bible, God speaks. And so for anyone wanting to hear from God, the scripture is required reading. I hope you will join me in prayer as we dedicate this week to the Lord. Our Father in heaven, holy is your name. We pray that your kingdom will come and your will be done right here on earth, as your will is always done there in heaven. Please give us today our daily bread. Meet our every need, and forgive us our sins, forgive us our debts, forgive us our trespasses, forgive us and give us the grace and the strength and the willingness to forgive those who have sinned against us. Do not lead us into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Make us attentive to the scripture before us. Help us to learn what you teach us. Guard us from getting distracted, from becoming too much a part of this world. Give us an insatiable appetite for your truth. We believe in you. We trust you. And we love you. We love you, Lord. And we look forward with eager anticipation to the moment when Christ will come for us. The King is coming. We believe this. Until that day, thank you for giving us the Holy Spirit who seals us in you. In Jesus' name we pray, amen. Saturday and Sunday has passed since we last met together. I think it will be valuable if I summarize what we learned last week. You will remember we are on this little excursion to the New Testament books of Romans and 2 Corinthians to learn about the imputation of Adam's sin to all people, as well as the imputation of the Christian's sin to Christ, and the imputation of Christ's righteousness to all Christians. These are the three types of imputation, and we talked about them. Imputation is an accounting term applied to theology, which simply means to credit to one's account, to apply to one's account. From Romans chapter 5 and verse 12, we learned that God credits. God applies the guilt of Adam's sin to the account of every person who follows Adam. Using other scripture, we saw that Adam is the father of all humankind, and that Adam is our representative. He is our federal head. He is like an ambassador for us. That is how God sees him. so that when Adam sinned, we all sinned. He represented us when he sinned. The sports analogy I used was this: when one member of the team is offsides, the whole team gets penalized. Adam did not act alone. When he acted, we acted. His action negatively affected all of us. We also visited Romans chapter 5, verses 18 and 19 to support the imputation of Adam's sin to our accounts. This is such bad news for us. In fact, it is so bad that we do not hear the imputation of Adam's sin talked about much. However, on Friday, just at the end of the week, we uncovered in another part of Romans 5, 18 and 19, and in 2 Corinthians chapter 5, the other side to imputation. And that was such good news. In fact, clearly the good outweighs the bad by far. And what was that good news? I summarized it like this: imputation is also God giving Christ our sin and God giving us Christ's righteousness. Remember the analogy of the coin? A coin has two sides. So does imputation. On the one side, the guilt of Adam's sin is credited to our account. On the other side, on the cross, Christ debits, Christ subtracts, Christ takes away all the sins of all the people who believe in him by faith. And to all who believe in him by faith, Christ credits to us, Christ applies to us, Christ adds to us his righteousness. Anyone who is righteous in the eyes of God is only righteous because the righteousness of Christ has been imputed to that person. Listen again to this profound truth in 2 Corinthians chapter 5, verse 21. God made Jesus, who knew no sin, to be sin on our behalf, so that we might become the righteousness of God in Christ. There it is. Imputation is also God giving Christ our sin and God giving us Christ's righteousness. That's great news. So, for those who would object to the first imputation, hey, it is not fair that God imputed to me Adam's sin. I wasn't even there. I did nothing to deserve it. How do you feel about this second imputation? Is it fair that God gave your sin to the sinless Christ? Is it fair that Jesus died for your sin when he had no sin of his own? And were you there when he died? You say, I did nothing to deserve the imputation of Adam's sin. Well, if I may ask, what did you do to deserve the righteousness of Christ? Do you deserve his mercy, his grace, his compassion? I hope you see this. For it to be true, for it to be factually correct that our sins are debited in Christ, and we have been credited with the righteousness of Christ, it must also be true, factually correct, that Adam's sin was credited to us. We cannot have one without the other. If you and I are not sinners to begin with, if we were not born with a sin nature, then there would be no need for Christ to come into this world and to die on the cross for our behalf. We would simply be good enough for God. We would have at least enough good deeds for getting into heaven. If we are basically good and not totally sinful, if Adam's sin had no effect on us, then there is no need for Christ. But if, as is the case, we are all born in sin, we all have the sin nature, we are all sinners, there is no good in us, then Oh, there is a monumental need for Jesus Christ, for his life, for his death, and for his resurrection from the dead. The reality is, most people think they are basically good. Of course, if being honest, the same men and women will admit they are not perfect, but they are good enough. And frankly, it does not take much to contrast yourself with someone else and to conclude, hey, I'm not that bad. After all, we live in a society full of really bad people who do evil things. Is anyone else watching the news? But that is not what Scripture teaches. The contrast is not between us and other people. The contrast is between us and God. So again, we come back to it, don't we? Here is the crux of the matter. Do we trust what the Bible says, or are we going to go with our intuition? Is it our reasoning that decides it? Is our opinion all that counts? Or is it God's word that decides it? Is God's opinion all that counts? Some might not appreciate the binary choice. You want it both ways. Some of mine, and a sprinkle of God's? Friend, this cannot be that way. I invite you to search the Scriptures and read the Bible with an open mind. The evidence will come screaming off the page, or screen, at you. God credits the guilt of Adam's sin to us all. And yet, through Christ, God offers redemption from sin to us all. Both sides to imputation are true. That is what I want to leave with you for your honest consideration today. I have a little more I want to say about Adam and Jesus Christ, but we will need to save that for tomorrow. And don't worry, we will return to Genesis 3 and verse 20 very soon. And so please do join us tomorrow and all this week as we, say it with me, continue to discover who God is. Thank you for listening to this God Is podcast. Drop me an email and tell me what you think. mark@godisministry.org. That's mark@godisministry.org. Please do share this with others and be sure and join me for the next one.